Upon concluding the 1.5-mile weave through its immersive wildlife and marine exhibits, you understand why Wonders of Wildlife, or WOW, took nearly 10 years to complete. Attention has been paid to every inch of this 350,000-square-foot complex at the corner of Campbell and Sunshine in central Springfield. From its sounds and lighting to each room's temperatures and even smells, WOW is a work of art.
This is telling a story of the history of our nation. It's telling a story of the beauty and the grandeur.
That's Rob Keck, WOW's board chairman. Each wildlife diorama, and there are easily 100 throughout the complex, portrays animal species in their natural habitats. Three-dimensional taxidermy elk, bear, lions, elephants, and more are accompanied by depictions of trees and plants, and hand-painted mural backdrops that transport you to the plains of the Dakotas, the peaks of Mount Olympia, or to view the northern lights in the Arctic Circle. Artists have been working on these displays for years, according to Michael Zerman, Bass Pro's senior communications manager.
The Wolken brothers have done a lot of the mural work in the museum and aquarium, and they spent over a year in Africa alone.
Go on safari to witness zebra, wildebeest, aardvark, and the giraffes overlooking it all within this exhibit that stretches two stories tall. Hear the swirling winds of the Arctic and view its inhabitants, plus get a sense of the harsh realities of the wild through an encounter between musk ox and wolves. Then trek through the Himalayan Alps and the land of mountain sheep, and learn how efforts in the United States and Canada saved the bighorn species from extinction.
Bighorn sheep populations in North America plummeted to an all-time.
This short video offers one of many conservation success stories viewed on 100-plus-inch displays found throughout the museum.
They're 300% higher than they were in the 1950s.
That's Alan Treadwell, a Bass Pro Shops team member who I spoke with at Sheep Mountain.
Talk about a great success story of conservation and hunters' dollars going back into to help an animal. You know, the sheep in North America are that story.
Lily Williams is among the youth learning about the importance of conservation at WOW. She, along with 45 other fifth grade students, are enrolled in Springfield Public Schools' WOLF program. It stands for Wonders of the Ozarks Learning Foundation and works in tandem with Wonders of Wildlife. The students were on hand during this week's media tour to answer questions. For Williams, who set up in WOW's Arctic exhibit, she's learned a lot about the polar bear claw.
So it's really interesting that just a bunch of things, that it's shorter and sharper than the brown bear claw. It's used for traction when polar bears are running or climbing on ice. And it's thick and it's curved and it's non-retractable.
I later got a lesson in stingray petting from Easton McClellan.
You put your hand flat on the water like this, and when a stingray comes by,
touch it on its back.
But avoid touching eyes, quills, gills, and the tail.
The living creatures of this museum are mainly located in the aquarium section, which makes up about half the complex and is comprised of roughly 1.5 million gallons of water. That's according to WOW Executive Director Mark Schaefer.
Our total collection is over 35,000. Representing 800 different species.
So-called pop-up tanks allow children, or curious journalists, to crawl underneath and up through a short window for a 360-degree view.
So I've crawled underneath the tank and now I'm up inside the pop-up window where I'm surrounded by dozens, if not hundreds, of clownfish.
See aqualife of the Amazon, like piranhas. Come face-to-face with a Goliath grouper weighing some 700 pounds, and witness a school of fish in the hundreds protect themselves from predators by swimming in what's called a bait ball. There's exhibits dedicated to various species of sharks, river otters, bats, reptiles, and more. Wonders of Wildlife is a collection of both immersive exhibits and honorary platforms. It plays host to the National Bass Fishing Hall of Fame and the International Game Fish Association's Fishing Hall of Fame. Over 40 partners, including the Missouri Department of Conservation and national groups like Ducks Unlimited and the Audubon Society, have helped to form the museum's collections and share in its educational message. Officials won't give an exact figure of WOW's costs, but say investments are on par with what it took to build the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta, which had a total cost of roughly $290 million. Before entering WOW, you're invited to tour a small history museum celebrating the Bass Pro founder's story. Step inside a replica bait and tackle shop circa 1971, the Brown Derby Bass Pro Shop that started it all.
Wanted to bring everybody just a little trip down memory lane.
That's Johnny Morris in a video as he's pulling his truck up to the site of his father's former liquor store at 3543 South Campbell. For 13 years, it served as the home for Bass Pro, which now operates 95 big box locations nationwide and is expected to finalize a deal this year to acquire outdoor competitor Cabela's. Throughout the exhibit, view tributes to conservation pioneers, including Native Americans, Lewis and Clark, and President Teddy Roosevelt. On Wednesday, conservation leaders of today gathered in Springfield for the museum's ribbon cutting. It included former Presidents George W. Bush and Jimmy Carter, Academy Award-winning actor Kevin Costner, and country music stars. Morris received a standing ovation as he came on stage.
Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight.
Wonders of Wildlife opened in 2001, but closed in 2007 because Morris didn't think it was grand enough. 10 years later, and at least double its previous size, after numerous delays and project extensions, Morris appears to be satisfied. But Wednesday's event wasn't just to celebrate the Wonders of Wildlife opening, as it was, according to Morris, intended to honor conservationists. I'm Scott Harvey, KSMU News.